Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm sitting around today, just taking it all in. With the Bruin case, the Supreme Court made it clear that citizens in all 50 states, must be permitted to carry guns. But in their zeal to make narrow rulings, they just made more work for themselves, which is fine. I don't mind them making more work for themselves. They overruled the New York may issue carry permit regime. And then the state simply said, up yours, and passed a new law that basically made the entire state a sensitive area in which guns cannot be carried. This problem arises from an institutional tendency of the Supreme Court. When it accepts a case, they will list the questions presented. These are typically very brief. Very brief summaries of the issues that the court are going to review. In Bruin, it was whether the state's, New York's, denial of petitioners' applications for concealed carry license for self-defense violated the Second Amendment. And the ultimate decision dealt with that limited question. It is generally impossible for the Supreme Court to narrowly rule without discussing some closely related issues. For example, in Bruin, the issue of sensitive places arose. And these are a few, there are very few limited places where concealed carry would present a serious problem. And as the founders understood it, this would be governmental facilities like courts. The sensitive place concept did not extend to wide areas, although no one objected to the idea that an individual might ban guns from his own establishment. And beyond that, guns were basically everywhere. They were tools of public peace. Justice Thomas wrote that if a state wanted to be more restrictive, the government must then justify its regulation by demonstrating that it is consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. Only then may a court conclude that the individual's conduct falls outside the Second Amendment's unqualified command. Well, New York's law, their new law, clearly falls outside that historical tradition. But that's not the only work they've left for themselves. Lower courts have twisted themselves into, just pretzels to avoid the plain language of Heller and McDonald. With Bruin adding to the library of Second Amendment decisions, they sent several cases back to lower courts for reconsideration. Young case. Talked about the Young case very, very extensively here, Young versus Hawaii. Very similar to Bruin, and will almost certainly lead to eliminating most of Hawaii's restrictions, including the good moral character rule that New York has adopted to sidestep Bruin's prohibition on good cause requirements for carry licenses. In Duncan versus Bonta, the Ninth Circuit ruled en banc that California's ban on magazines holding more than 10 rounds was constitutional. It did this with a two-step balancing test that SCOTUS has declared to be impermissible. And as Justice Thomas noted, such interested balancing tests violate the basic premise that when the Second Amendment's plain text covers an individual's conduct, the Constitution presumptively protects that conduct. So, it's clear that large capacity or standard capacity magazines are part of the weapons that are in common use. A protected status under Heller. And historically, they even existed before the American Revolution, making them part of our traditions. It's almost certain that Duncan versus Bonta will be reversed on rehearing. Same conclusion seems certain in Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs versus Bruck, because the issue is essentially the same. Related cases likely to be overturned on rehearing is Bianchi versus Frosk, a case that upheld Maryland's ban on assault weapons, which is a term. It's not a real term. There are no assault weapons. In this case, the Fourth Circuit Court ruled that such guns were similar to weapons that are most useful in military service and thus outside the ambit of the Second Amendment. Man, this is indeed curious, because the first major SCOTUS case of the subject, U.S. versus Miller, ruled that a sawed-off shotgun was not a military-style weapon suitable for an organized militia and therefore not protected. Thus, they explicitly protected military-style weapons, but the Fourth Circuit held that military-style weapons were not protected. Most of the gun features in that case are appearance-related and have little effect on the gun's function. And in particular, they outlaw all variants of the AK-47 and the AR-15 as assault rifles. Now, because they are the two most popular rifles in America, they are protected under Heller, along with the other 43 listed guns and their copies, regardless of which company produced and manufactured that assault weapon. And there's a 10-round magazine limit that's in that law for good measure. And upon rehearing, all of these decisions should be vacated or reversed. But then this leaves New York's incredibly mangled legal reading of the term sensitive spaces. Oh, gosh. And the definitive legal discussions of a number of firearm features for SCOTUS to, you know, get out there and talk about. Just as the court used Dobbs as a vehicle to overturn Roe, it's past time for the court to lay down the law about guns. The Second Amendment means what it says, and what a gun looks like is unimportant. Its size is also unimportant. I have an AR-15 pistol that is longer than the Israeli Tabor battle rifle. The Tabor, some of them do come, you know, the non-civilian version does come with a fully automatic mode, and the AR does not. The Tabor has a 16-inch barrel, and the, my pistol has a 7-inch barrel. And it seems the same bullet downrange about 600 feet per second slower than the Tabor. So in short, there's no legally meaningful distinction between rifle and pistol. And yet, if I put a $25 piece of plastic, a vertical pistol grip, on the front of my pistol, it becomes an illegal short-barreled rifle, while the smaller Tabor can have the same item and stay legal. If the left wants to ban guns, there's a way to do it, and it's in black and white. Amend the Constitution. But they can't or won't be bothered. They are righteous and we are evil, so they must impose their way. We peons must submit. And the Supreme Court must affirmatively invalidate large capacity magazine and assault weapons bans. They have nothing to contribute to public safety and stand firmly crosswise of the Constitution. While we're at it, we should reconsider the NFA. The whole advance of technology has rendered that irrelevant as well, but that might be a subject for another day to discuss. In any event, I don't think they were upset about the possibility that they might actually get out there and have their precedent challenged to where they had to come back and do another slam, another spike, if you will. So, we'll see what we see. We are going to see what comes of this. The primary thing to take away from this is that this has changed a lot of things. Biden, be damned as far as what he wants. I mean, so what? So what if Biden wants to ban guns? That's not in the Constitution. And the Supreme Court, which they used for so many years to find so many rights that don't exist, now that they are riding their ship, well, it's going to be a problematic for them going forward. Because the Supreme Court is going to... They didn't make this decision just to hear themselves talk. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chicago, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. You know, with the Supreme Court decision, that changed. Well, it actually eliminated barriers. It knocked down barriers for citizens in seven states to get their concealed carry permit. But, of course, the opponents of this are claiming that the other 43 states, just because the other 43 states don't have the concealed carriers there, are not the ones that are committing crime. It's going to change the safety. in those areas, in those blue cities. So it was a 6-3 decision that the New York law requiring concealed handgun permit applicants to show proper cause or demonstrate a good reason to carry outside their home is unconstitutional. And it only applies to concealed carry of handguns, not open carry or brandishing long guns in public. This means that the average Americans within these states, not just celebrities and politicians, can now enjoy their constitutional right to conceal carry outside their homes under far more, shall we say, liberty-like shall-issue laws like those found in the other 43 states. That's a big deal to me. So, in the decision, Clarence Thomas explained the constitutional right to bear arms in public for self-defense is not a second-class right, subject to an entirely different body of rules than the other Bill of Rights guarantees. And despite the anti-guns movement misrepresentation of the ruling, its impact is going to lead to more responsible firearms ownership, not less of it. You shouldn't have to demonstrate a special need for a handgun permit. Demonstrating a need for a permit was a largely outdated policy found in a few states. Before the Supreme Court handed down the decision, 43 U.S. states had shall-issue regimes, meaning the carry applications can't be denied if you fulfill carry permit requirements. Which that basically means, if you can buy it, you know, if you can pass the background check. Now, the seven states, including New York, can't deny permits on a whim and must issue them on the basis of self-defense needs. What this did is it determined that the proper cause requirement violated the 14th Amendment by preventing law-abiding citizens with ordinary self-defense needs from exercising their Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms in public for self-defense. They clarified this. Not only did they do that, but the American public appears to be in agreement with the groundbreaking ruling. Not that it matters. But there's been several public opinion polls recorded growing support for this. A new Marquette University Law School poll found 62% of respondents support concealed carry versus 38% who were opposed. Similarly, a Reuters Ipsos poll revealed 69% of respondents support allowing law-abiding citizens to get a permit to carry a concealed weapon. The best available numbers on concealed carry permit holders show continual growth. The Crime Prevention Research Center's latest survey, concealed carry permit holders across the United States 2021 found 21.5 million Americans hold permits, up 48% from 2016. Gun control activists argue that the proliferation of firearms and correspondingly carry permits will lead to increased violent crime rates. That could be more false. In fact, available evidence suggests the exact opposite. And, yes, I'm talking about polls. The data doesn't lie, though. Concealed handgun permit holders are some of the most law-abiding people out there. According to the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, only 0.59 per 100,000 in the U.S. are concealed carry permit holders charged with crimes involving handguns. That's lower than firearms offenses committed by police officers at the rate of 16.5 per 100,000. The nonprofit RAND Corporation has extensively studied concealed carry and its effect on violent crime, and they determined that shall-issue concealed carry laws don't lead to an increase in violent crime. But they also found evidence determining that this claim is limited in the effect on total homicides, firearm homicides, robberies, assaults, and rapes is inconclusive. Defensive gun use, including that by permit holders, has been shown to help deter crime. Last month, a Charleston, West Virginia permit holder stopped a would-be mass shooter at a party using her pistol. Last summer, a Chicago handgun permit holder shot a violent assailant. The Heritage Foundation reports firearms are used 500,000 to more than 3 million times each year for defensive gun purposes. Good guys and gals with concealed guns do stop by at guys and gals with guns. current May issue states, will greatly benefit from the Bruin decision. Since regular citizens want to take care of themselves, it's only natural that they apply for and obtain handgun permits without obstacles. To new concealed handgun permit holders about to join our ranks, welcome to my show. Welcome to the tent. Welcome to my world. Treat your rights seriously. Get out there and go train with that new gun. Train early. Educate yourself. Carry it every day, everywhere. And remember to be responsible with it. And remember this. It's no good to you in the car. It is no good to you in the drawer. It is no good to you in a gun safe. It is only good for you. It is only going to work for you if you actually bring it to bear on a criminal, if a criminal is trying to attack you. And you're not going to have a whole lot of time to think about this. So, while, and I mean, this is a thing, like, you look at New Jersey. New Jersey, is they have dropped the show, good cause provision, and now I guess they're shall issue. But New Jersey citizens lived in bondage for years, while people like Kevin Sweeney had concealed carry permits. Couldn't carry a gun to defend yourself in New Jersey back in those days. Waiting to see what happens out of Hawaii. Maryland has dropped that provision. California has dropped that provision. All these places where we're having all of this violent crime uptick, they've dropped the provision. The bondage that everybody exists in, or existed in those seven states, is done. Now they are free. They are free people. And they have a choice. They have options. Which is something the government has no business trying to take away from you. You're born with these. Born with them. You're not born into some scheme where you're part of the Matrix. You're born free. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is dead, shot with a homemade gun during a campaign speech this morning. During a press conference, President Biden speaks on how shocking it is because gun violence is extremely rare in Japan.
This hasn't happened in Japan in decades and decades. I'm told all the way back to the late 30s, mid 30s. And it's a homemade weapon. I've only seen a photograph of it. The Justice Department is going to be going in and getting more detail later as they find out the detail.
Abe was a popular leader and became the country's longest prime minister. Investigators say the suspect arrested at the scene told them he was unhappy with Japan's former prime minister and intended to kill him. This is USA Radio News. With Russia's military action in Ukraine in its fifth month, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Kiev that it should quickly accept Moscow's terms or brace for the worst, adding that Russia has barely started its action. Speaking at a meeting with leaders, Putin accused Western allies of fueling the hostilities, charging that the, quote, West wants to fight us until the last Ukrainian, end quote.
Americans confident in the government is seeing a sharp decline. According to a Monmouth University poll, just over 1 in 3 Americans are confident in the government. 36% of Americans describe the system of government as basically sound. That's down from 55% in 2020 and then 44% in 2021. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. But of course, I guess we need to have the musket argument again, because it's the rage among the Democrats. New York Governor Kathy Hochul and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, both Democrats, which means they're both gun grabbers, both think it's quite brilliant to claim that if we care about the framers of what the Constitution meant, then the Second Amendment applies only to muskets. And the New York Times, a couple of professors, Democrats, but you knew that, asked, is a modern AR-15-style rifle relevantly similar to a colonial musket? In what ways? They liked their argument so much that op-ed was titled, "A Supreme Court Head Scratcher is a Colonial Musket Analogous to the AR-15. Actually, it is not, because the musket was the military-style rifle of the day. The AR-15 was designed as a civilian rifle. At the time it was designed by Armalite, the gun that was being fielded by the U.S. military was the M-14. A gigantic rifle shooting a gigantic 308 7.62 by 51 round, whatever you want to call it. Big, heavy, not particularly controllable when you had to pull the trigger and put it on, squirrel. But it, that was the weapon at the time. The military liked it so much that the Air Force took it and adapted it. However, because it was designed to be a civilian rifle, it is not very good in fully automatic. Not very good at all. So, but as I sit here and I realize that these professors are asking the question, sure, it's analogous. Sure. The Second Amendment does not refer anywhere in there to muskets, much in the same way that the entire Constitution doesn't mention abortion anywhere either. It refers to the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Now, bear, not B-A-R-E, which means no clothes. Bear, B-E-A-R, means to carry, unless you are looking at something snatching salmon out of the water. So any handheld man portable firearm carried by the military can be carried by the people. Just as the musket was once carried by our military. By rights, me and you should be carrying M4s, not AR-15s. It does not have a selector switch on it like the M16 M4 does. Therefore, there are people that say it's much less powerful. No, it is the same amount powerful. It is exactly as powerful as the M16, and I would argue is probably more effective because the M16 M4 going fully automatic is just dancing everywhere. It's like it's on American Bandstand. But if we want to play this stupid game, and I'll play it with you too, as soon as the U.S. military goes back to muskets, muskets it is then! Now, I don't necessarily come here to try to refute idiotic arguments. These guys may as well claim that the First Amendment protects only speech delivered in pamphlets and sermons, but nothing communicated on television, the internet, or with poster boards and magic markers. The Second Amendment is nearly the only prescriptive policy in a document that leftists have been trying to pump their nutty ideas into for 50 years. And there's nothing in the Constitution about a right to dance naked in strip clubs, contraception, marriage, or sticking a fork in a baby's head. But on the right to bear arms, the Delphic framers were nearly, Tolstoyan with their explosion of words, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. An earlier draft of the amendment specifically defined militia as composed of the body of the people, but it was rejected as being redundant. I wish they hadn't done that, but, since the people that get out there say, well, you got to be a member of a militia. Well, thanks, buddy. I am. In the boldest affirmation of their worldview, the framers announced our natural God-given right to self-defense against the government, against criminals, and against assailants the government can't or won't stop. Period. Free people prepared to defend themselves are the nucleus of this republic. It's the most beautiful thing in the whole Constitution. And here at last, the Founding Fathers told us something specific they want us to do. Teach the boys to shoot. Now, the right to bear muskets crowd, protected by taxpayer-supported armed guards, or cordoned off from the public by phalanxes of security officers in the lobby of, Rockefeller Center, before they return to their homes in crime-free, lily-white neighborhoods, tell us to focus on the freakishly rare mass shooting. Now, the highest estimate of the rampage killing, which they have redubbed the mass shooting, including by gang warfare, drive-bys, drug wars, and domestic murder-suicides, put the number of deaths at around 400 per year. That's all things included, not just the rampage killings. Or approximately the same number of Americans who drown in a swimming pool every year. 400 out of more than 20,000 murders annually. Which is why, despite the media's best effort to terrify the suburban mom about weirdos shooting at crowds, nearly half of Americans prefer self-reliance to the government taking away our guns and promising to protect us. They're not going to do it. They can't. In 2020, the year of Floyd, of our Floyd, gun sales went through the roof. The previous high for gun sales was 2016. 16 million sold. In 2020, as BLM tore through our cities, Americans bought almost 23 million guns. The following year saw the second highest record for gun sales at 19.9 million. By now, 44% of Americans report living in a gun-owning household. 32% say they personally own a gun. And as much as I would like to lock away the crazies, for their sake as well as for ours, the risks from bad faith actors at present are too high. With anti-gun zealots on the rampage and the U.S. Attorney General sicking the FBI and parents who complain at local school board meetings, the most likely result would be marijuana-crazed schizophrenics continuing with their days unmolested while gun owners get locked up. In any event, it appears that lunatics aren't heavily armed anyway. And here's a demographic breakdown of gun ownership in 2022, according to Gallup. Republicans, 50%. Democrats, 18%. Conservative, 45%. Gallup calls them self-identified conservatives, as if they would never use that cruel epithet without consent. Liberals, 15%, men 45%, women 19%, Southerners 40%, Eastern residents 21%. And they left out one category, the subgroup most likely to own a whole truckload of guns, but not admit it, gang members and the other recidivist felons protected by George Gascon and the other Soros DAs. Now, I know you are a rational person. I, too, am a rational person. I'm worried about all the things out there, but the one thing that I'm not nearly as concerned about is a guy with a bunch of tattoos dressing in a dress with a rifle. It just doesn't happen that much. It's happening in a specific area. It's happening due to specific calls. And I don't go to any of these things where these kind of things happen. I do, however, go to the grocery store where some of these kind of things happen. I do drive a car and get out there into the, you know, traffic where some of these things happen. And so to that end, you know, to that end, if something like that presents itself in front of me, I will continue to be rational until I can no longer extract myself from the situation. If I can extract myself from the situation, then I'm going to be good to go. But if I can't, I'm still going to be good to go, because then I'm going to flip on the hyperviolence and I'm going to deal with whatever weirdo is out there trying to kill a bunch of innocent people. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I've been asked about this by a couple of people today, which has nothing to do with me, but I decided to look into it because I'm half Brit. Sometimes, like Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, I think they were elected because it was cool to elect them. You know, everybody wanted to be cool. Everybody wanted to feel cool. And that's why I think the UK has had as its prime minister all of this time, Boris Johnson. It was a little bit like having Austin Powers as the prime minister of the UK. Johnson has seen his government collapse over a series of petty, stupid, self-inflicted scandals. And now he is out of it. He's done. And, you know, according to NBC News, we get this. Scandal-ridden British Prime Minister Boris Johnson capitulated to mounting pressure to step down Thursday, announcing his decision after days of high-profile government resignations and calls from fellow Conservative Party members to quit. He said... In the past few weeks, I've been trying to convince my colleagues it would be eccentric to change governments when we have achieved so much. I regret not to be successful in those arguments, and of course it's painful not to be able to see through those projects myself. He also said he planned to remain as Prime Minister until a successor is chosen, a move that may face opposition from others in an increasingly hostile Parliament. Now, it's a sign that the Christine O'Donnell rule holds, even in UK politics, that a party with a good plan still needs to have good candidates. And Johnson, though he was a known factor with his shambly disorderliness, engaged in a lot of petty dishonesties and hypocrisies, similar to those of many Democrats, like Gavin Newsom of California, who's just been caught vacationing in Montana, despite signing a law saying that no state official is to travel there based on the California wokester objection to Montana's social policies. And who partied hardy in a maskless French laundry excursion with big pharma lobbyists during the days when he had the entire state on COVID lockdown. Johnson got caught doing that, too. Triggering a narrowly survived vote of confidence in Parliament for it recently. He also appointed a sex harasser he knew about to high government posts and made a Russian intelligence-linked official off the books in Italy out of its official channels to cite his most recent scandals. And none of those scandals compared to the scale of anything coming out of the Biden family, from stealing an election to the laptop from hell, but guys like Newsom survived these things with no repercussions. Because he's so good looking. And he has such good Brill Cream. Good hair. Johnson doesn't have good hair. He doesn't use Brill Cream. Or Dippity Doo or any of that stuff. Little scandals like this are tinder when other factors are in play. Based on the back of the envelope analysis, which is still sort of early in this at the moment, seems that the real problem was that Johnson wasn't governing as a true Thatcherite conservative, as the voters who had elected him had hoped he would. When you go out there and you campaign based on saying, well, as your prime minister, I'm going to do this, 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 and then do none of it. Well, you're not going to get a bunch of confidence votes. And the no confidence votes are, that's big news in the UK. The top issue in Britain, as in the US, is inflation, or as it's put in Britain, according to the UK press, the cost of living. Were there any plans to fix that? Well, apparently not. Then there's Brexit. He was still fussing around on that, though he was better than his predecessor. Leave means leave. Governments don't need to be wishy-washy. They, you know, like Biden's not wishy-washy. He's just wrong and stupid and desiccated. And what else could he be? He's a lot of things. Then there's immigration in the UK. And the migrants are still rolling in and claiming benefits, going to the front of the line for five-star housing and other things denied ordinary Brits. No sane leader worth their salt would permit that kind of thing going on to please the EU bureaucrat. And there were the other sort of bunglings, such as refusing to allow Ukrainian refugees in who had sponsors willing to house and feed them. Where's Nigel Farage in all of this? Four was global warming. He just couldn't stop himself promoting that and shutting down Britain's viable energy, putting in place worthless greeny substitutes. Bad policies like that are not only rooted in science, they are hell on consumers who must deal with higher costs and less reliable energy. And to cling to that junk science was absolute poison for his government. Then there were the COVID lockdowns, which are as badly managed and driven by quacks as the ones seen are in our country. And in places like Colombia, where another conservative leader was recently thrown out. The whole thing was the mother of bad ideas, and unfortunately, conservatives pay for those things. And in short, he played a conservative on TV, but he governed as a leftist. And that's a failure to lead. And sure enough, the discontent in Britain is over his leadership, not the Thatcherite elements of his party platform. The citation of his successes as prime minister, like lockdowns and Ukraine intervention, are rather telling in that regard. He didn't cite any that Margaret Thatcher would have been proud to call her own. It put his polling numbers in the crapper, and it prompted a huge slew of resignations from his cabinet, each character huffing out in a bid to save his or her political skin. That would be splendid if that happened here, wouldn't it? I think it would be splendid. Certainly was the same thing did in the president of Colombia's party a few weeks ago. This claimed to be a conservative while governing as a leftist, but Johnson didn't heed that warning. Now Britain faces the dangerous prospect of early elections and the real prospect of the Labour Party leftists taking over. They will dismantle Brexit and print money like maniacs. They will reapproach the EU. They will say which side of your fourth point of contact do you want us to kiss? We're in. Inflation will skyrocket. This is the California experience of having a rhino in office, and it offers a mordant precedent for Britain. Because remember, California had Arnold Schwarzenegger as governor of California, leaving the state in a mess, and the net result has been California's hard turn toward becoming a blue state, which it's so blue now, it's navy blue. Now, in the past, we've been able to depend on Great Britain for a few things, especially when it comes into combat. It's, you know, the Americans and Britons, you know, the Patton movie notwithstanding, Patton and Montgomery, their little feud, but all that notwithstanding, we've always done fairly well with each other. They go left. I mean, I don't know what happens. But the one thing I think about with Britain, and Britain, the Britain that my relatives grew up in does not exist anymore. It does not exist anymore. I was watching a video series where Minnie Driver, the actress, found out that her father had won an Air Medal for Valor for rescuing all of his the guys on his ship when they were shot down, and but what is basically a suicide mission. He got them all. First of all, they put out a fire in the plane in flight because they were being hit with 20 millimeter fire. Put it out, burned himself up. Then he got all of his living people, all of his living mates on the plane, on the lifeboat. His best friend in the world died and went down with the plane. And then he went through years of therapy to get over that. After he was a war hero, he went through years of therapy. Then he came back in and became a pilot. And that's the kind of stuff that you saw in World War II. Now, I don't know that you're going to see that around here right now. And Britain, like the United States, has changed. It has changed in a way that is nearly unrecognizable. But getting out there and thinking it was a smoking hot idea to elect Austin Powers as the prime minister. Anybody that thought that was seriously a good thing to do. I mean, here's the thing about... Yeah, there's a couple things about Trump that it seems sort of buffoonish. But dude had a proven track record of performance when he took over. Not so with Boris. Oh well. He's out of there. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.